This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. In Belarus today, security forces detained dozens of protesters as crowds rallied in central Minsk, again accusing President Alexander Lukashenko of rigging last month's election. One group of women chanted, "Our president is Sveta," referring to opposition politician Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, who they say won the vote. That is when riot police dragged many of them into vans. Others were arrested nearby. Belarus, a former Soviet republic closely aligned with Russia, has been rocked by street protests since Lukashenko's claim of a landslide victory in the August 9th balloting. He has dismissed opposition charges of mass arrests and abuses as a Western smear campaign. In the run-up to next week's first televised presidential debate, U.S. President Donald Trump plans to announce his choice for the Supreme Court vacancy later today at the White House. It is widely believed in the media and elsewhere that Mr. Trump will name conservative federal appeals court judge Amy Coney Barrett. Her appointment would shift the nation's highest court further to the right and set up a bitter Senate confirmation fight with Democrats. This less than 6 weeks before the American presidential election. Barrett would replace liberal justice and icon Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who died at the age of 87 last weekend after 27 years on the Supreme Court bench. If, as expected, Barrett is confirmed by the Republican-controlled Senate, she would expand the court's conservative majority to a rock-solid 6-3 margin. President Trump clearly wants to galvanize his important support from religious conservatives as he campaigns for a second term. Among the immediate fears for Democrats is that the 48-year-old Barrett could help overturn the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide. She could also help steer the court toward abolishing Obamacare, even though the White House has no plan ready to replace it. That case is set for arguments shortly after the November 3rd election. This is VOA News. An investigation is underway.